Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, hosted by Biggie Justin Bigelow, the three-time Samurai Champ. What is up, Biggie?
Let's go.
How you doing, man? That's some nice-looking artwork in the background. I like that.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Looking good. Looking huge, baby. We've got JP John Pavlansky. How you doing, JP43?
Doing great, man. Doing great on this Good Friday. Ready to talk with our guests today and talk some real estate, man.
Good. Hey, we got a very special guest today, Matthew Tiefke. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking the time. Matthew Tiefke is partner broker of TRE. That is Tiefke Real Estate and Longhorn Construction and Development out of Austin, Texas. So today we're going to be talking some real estate, folks. You know, we love talking with movers, shakers, influencers, huge dreamers. Throughout the world, really, guys, you know, we are on, over 60 or 70 episodes here, broadcast all over we have listeners all over the world. So all over the country as well. So we're excited to have, Matthew on here and talk a little real estate today. So Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do there in Austin, Texas.
I love it, man. So I'm a entrepreneur to the core, big dreamer. Absolutely. But started in real estate when I was 17. I'm 32 now, and just very driven on creating the space where people can come to get more out of real estate for themselves and to do that with other people. I'm a big believer in what I say is real estate and, in the sense of nobody really grows up, I want to be in real estate full time. There's other things that you're passionate about, and real estate can be that financial base that gives you security, and then you add that thing that you're passionate about, and then what becomes cool is you can figure out a way that they both work together. So we've got about 150 real estate agents with our brokerage, very big on allowing people to be entrepreneurs. So wholesale, flip, manage, partner, and just create that environment where people can work together. Got a master's degree in real estate, started off hustling, you know, wanted to learn as much as I could about helping other people buy and sell, and then become an investor myself. So long story short, man, we have operations in Central Texas. We're in Austin, Corpus Christi, Houston, and Dallas, also San Antonio. And we have all different ways to add value for people. So we believe that if someone's serious about real estate, there is some kind of way for us to work together. It's just a matter of time. We've got the agents. We've got a real estate fund where you can invest capital and buy real estate with us. We manage properties. We've got the construction and remodeling company. We've got a community where you can join and be a member and not be licensed. And just very big on adding value. My faith is very strong and important to me. And so business is great, but also trying to just like understand there's more important things in this life, right? And be loyal, be someone that is around and that follows up. And it just is fun, right? So everybody we talk to and meet is there for a reason, I believe, and there's ways for us to grow together. And really, one of our core values is everybody works with us, not for us. Even if you're an employee or whatever you may title it, we are in this together. Your voice matters. You know, if you think we're doing something wrong, which we do, right? We're not perfect. Tell us, and let's be better together. And just trying to push the limits, man. I mean, meet people, connect, invest in real estate, be a resource. I'm wearing a cannabis hat right now. I'm a big fan of the cannabis industry, invested in that space pretty heavily. We own mobile home parks, small apartments, houses, probably about 110 units total, all around Central Texas. And just excited, man. I mean, we try to wake up and be positive, deal with our challenges. You know, markets changed. But in business, as you guys know, it's just constant setbacks. And in real estate in particular, I think one of the interesting things that I've realized is like most things don't work out the way you want them to. And so like the whole business is just pushing forward and rolling with those punches, no matter what level you're at, you know. So we're just trying to stay positive, trying to meet people, and at our core, entrepreneurs is how I would describe it.
Yeah, entrepreneurs. I like how you fit that name right in there,
yeah,
right?
Man.
It's like it was made for you. Well, it sounds to me like, yeah, it sounds to me like you're really adding value to your clients and your team members by letting them explore everything. Like you said, real estate and, you know, real estate and there's so many different ways. It sounds to me like too, there's so many different ways you could take the business. If you've taken your brokerage and added in all those pieces, those accessory businesses that just continue to add value to your clients. So awesome job there. It sounds like you're doing an awesome job. So take us back for listeners. You said you got into real estate at 17. When you said that's when you started, what was your initial foray into real estate?
Yeah, thank you. My mom was a single mom. She raised my brother and myself. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, but I moved to Austin when I was 3 years old. And so my mom literally was cleaning houses when we moved here, and she was substitute teaching. And by the time I was 16, I think she might have had 9 properties. She just saved up every dollar she could. She made a lot of sacrifices. She was a grinder.
Mama, awesome job.
Hustler, man. She's still working with us today. Cold calling.
Shout out.
Yeah. Kimbo Slice is what we call her. But she was
Wait, why do you call her Kimbo Slice?
Her name's Kim. Everybody that meets her loves her. Hardcore, as you could imagine, single mom, right? You just don't want to get sliced up by her, you know? You say
Kimbo was a bad man, boy. Do not meet your mama in the backyard. If your mama says, "Hey, meet me in the backyard," you better go the opposite way.
Kimbo Slice.
So it started with Kimbo. Mama Kimbo Slice had 9 properties. So you kind of learned from that, right? You were around it. You absorbed that. Man, you can only learn so much in a textbook. You got to get out there, take action. You got to be around it. You know, we do the same thing here at Dream Huge. You know, we promote investing, you know, investing in real estate properties, building your portfolio. We promote it, we preach it, we practice it. So we're all elevating and helping each other. And once you're in and around it, it's easier to do once you have that real life example and you're living it because you're seeing all the ins and outs of that. So you're following your mom along there. She's got 9 properties. Where does it go from there?
So ends up, you know, being about 20 at this point. And I go to college, I get my real estate license and could care less about college, but I was, 24/7. I mean, I'm a grinder, and I was first one in, last one out of my real estate office. I was showing up to school dressed as, you know, at the time I was in a suit and tie, like this is how a realtor dress, I think. And trying to be a realtor.
The new guy always wears suit and tie. You can tell. Yeah. Now you got the cannabis hat on, you got the hoodie, the beard. Oh yeah. He's the boss now, baby.
So, you know, soaking it in, man. And, you know, I was rookie of the year, my first year. I was taking every call. I was shadowing people. I was taking notes. I found a mentor that I would just ask him questions all day, every day. And I would like to maybe point this out to listeners. I still, to this day, and I don't say this to make myself special or anything, but I've never run across someone that does that, where like I just couldn't wait to have someone walk in the room. I had 20 questions, right? And it wasn't like questions to make you think I was doing good. It was like questions I had really thought through. I had already Googled. I'm like, why is it this way? Or why? And that was just the mentality. I just want to learn. I want to be great. And so was going through that process. By the time I was a senior, you know, I was doing pretty well. Like my first year, I maybe made 12,000. My second year, I made 30,000. Then I was at 60 and graduating. Like, man, next year's easy going to be 100, 120. But I was in Corpus Christi, and I wanted to be back in Austin. I knew that there was a bigger market there. I wanted to just, you know, be with my family, my friends. So I moved back home, kind of started over in a sense. And at that time, I was waiting to see if I would get accepted into this Master's of Real Estate program at Texas A&M. Got accepted there, was very humbling for me because I wasn't able to get into a lot of good colleges or prestigious, I guess, out of high school. I couldn't get into A&M. I couldn't get into UT. You know, I got into A&M Corpus, which is a good school, but anybody could get in, you know. So went to A&M for the master's program, started wearing my suit and tie again, worked at a apartment company doing leasing. And this is always back to my mindset. I want to be an investor, but I want to learn as many aspects of real estate as I possibly can. I just want to see it all. So was crushing it. I mean, like making like $30,000, $40,000 doing leasing because I was at a company where they managed about 2,000 doors and we only had three leasing agents. So we just took call, like I wasn't even generating my own business. I was just taking these
calls just calling you properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really cool. So you learn there's all these different aspects of real estate. And then I decided to get my appraiser's license. My whole thing was if I can learn how to value a property like an appraiser, I'll be a better investor. So did that. And then when I graduated, what happened was my wife took over the property management of all the properties that my mom had. And I went to work for a commercial brokerage doing retail tenant rep called Edge. It wasn't necessarily my plan, but it was a company that I went and interviewed with. And at the time it was like, man, we're at this Bank of America building in Austin at 6th and Congress. We're on, you know, the 28th floor, just nice, high end. They showed me the client list and clients that our company represented was Gold's Gym, Dick's Sporting Goods, Buffalo Wild Wings, like really high end retailers. And so I wanted to see that world. I wanted to understand that world. You know, you dress a certain way, you act a certain way, you're Monday through Friday, you're off at five, you're off on weekends. And it wasn't really what I knew I wanted to do in the long run. There was a lot of potential for big money in that world, but I wanted to see it and understand it. And I was also around some really smart brokers that I could just, you know, study and learn from, like I was telling you that I did at the first brokerage. So I did that for about 3 years. Meanwhile, my wife was building our property management company. We got up to close to 700 single family homes that we were managing. And then it was to a point where there was just too much going on in both, you know, commercial and residential. So I was kind of forced to join the management company to help my wife out. Basically helped her kind of figure that out the best way we could. And then what happened was I said, all right, now let me start building my own brokerage. Ended up bringing on a partner, a guy named Alex Kaufman, who is a 50-50 partner with me in everything that I do. Knew him since I was eight. And just real quick on him, he was, by the age of 20, he was a full-blown heroin addict in jail. And he's started kind of coming back around, and I was giving him little projects to do, and he'd just go crush it, knock it out of the park. And eventually I was like, dude, we need to be partners. So management company was good. Alex came on the brokerage, and then we started growing the amount of agents that were with TRE. And that was like right before COVID. So I feel as if that's most of the background. And then when it was Alex, we start growing the vision of, hey, you know, as I had worked at all these different brokerages and seen these different things, I kind of saw that there was a niche. Like when I was working at the brokerage Edge, I'd run across, you know, a piece of land that could maybe be multifamily, right? But they're like, no, Matt, we don't do that. We do retail tenant rep, right? And so I had to like pass on it. And at the time, I didn't know how to figure something like that out without, you know, someone else that had maybe the capital or could help me. Now I know that you can go figure any of these things out. And so it's creating the space where if you're a brand new agent and you have a commercial lead or a big, you know, downtown building, you don't have to just pass on it. There's always a way to figure that out. And I don't believe that there's many brokerages, if any, that want to foster that and want you to learn it. They, you know, a lot of them say, hey, you got to give that to this guy or you got to, and I get it, right? Everyone has different models. But this is the place for the people like me that were really entrepreneurs that wanted to own real estate. And so just to kind of lay this out quickly, at the time I thought this was so stupid and a waste of time, but we sit down for a full day. We go through this book called Traction, and we come up with our core values and our core focus. And what it is core values. We believe in real estate, there's opportunities for everybody. Just like you said, it's definitely not easy. It's hardcore, but there is an opportunity for you. We believe that everybody mm-hmm. works with us, not for us. And we believe in order to do this, you have to have a no fear attitude. And then our core focus is we say make money in and on real estate, in on commissions, on the ownership side. And so when you really grasp these things and you understand real estate, you can just go into a meeting and you got all kinds of solutions. And I think one, there's a niche for agents, but I think the vision for me is this is how every real estate meeting should go, where most agents go and they say, here's the listing agreement, here's what we think we can sell it, but they don't take it further on like, hey, why do you want to sell? Maybe, you know, you bring on a partner and they buy 25% of it and that's the cash you need. Or maybe we could rent it or manage it. And just giving people options to be entrepreneurs, like we say. And it is cool how that TRE put right in the entrepreneur, you capitalize it. It's who we are and what we believe in. And so I believe it's good for sellers and buyers and, you know, you now start working for yourself instead of just running around for people and hope, like, I don't want to run around for one investor and hope he buys and doesn't change his mind. I'd rather go find the deal and send it to 50 investors. And maybe I wholesale it to him. Maybe I represent them as a buyer. Maybe we buy it together. But I'm now capitalizing on the actual work and value that I'm drumming up versus just passing it on to other people.
Yeah. So how important is thinking creatively in real estate? How important is that?
Yeah, it's everything. And it's the you have to be educated. You know, you have to I say you got to know about 5 to 10 deals at all times off market. Right. If you don't know about things, what value are you bringing? Right. So just follow up and relationships and there's so many ways. And I feel like I don't know what percentage, but if I had a guess, I feel it's like maybe 5% of people really understand all these aspects. But when you do, there's a ton of value that you can, I really believe that like anybody who's serious in real estate, I can add value for them in some way or another. And that gives me a level of confidence that I'm never in the wrong room. I'm never out of my league. Because there's something I know that you don't. And if you don't have that, that's not a good place to be if you want to be entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. Then you're just timid. Like there's something, I mean, even the highest of the highest level, Blackstone or Donald Trump, right? Like there's something I could do that they would have never, because I've done all these little different, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't know what wholesaling is or they don't know this or that. And so I can figure out a way to bring value. Then it just becomes, the more people I talk to and stay in touch with, there's unlimited opportunities and potential.
Sure. Yeah. The more people and the more creative you can be, that's the more people you are helping. At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. The more people we help, the more successful we're going to be, man.
And I don't think, and I believe that like there's creative options that I've never, like I know a lot of them, right? But like, I think there's still things out there that I've never considered. Like, crazy kind of ideas of like, you know, who knows, like, you know, you have the option to buy this property, you got a strike price to buy that, like all kinds of really, really detailed. We just actually, this was a learning experience. This lady that we met, totally screwed over by a contractor, was in it for like 150K, but the house was to the studs, you know, 150K on the cash for the rehab. And so she probably owes like 400. The property might be worth 380 and she's already in for 150. And I'm like, how do we help her? Like, I can't figure this out. So then we find out she owns 3 more properties. Right. And so basically we just jump in to take over the rehab. She's going to pay for it. We're going to oversee it. We're going to handle it. And we're going to get 60% ownership of all 4 of these properties for free. Right. And like, wow. Those kind of things people never think about, you know, that's a deal that is one of our best deals, but that just happened like 3 months ago. And that's the creative, you know, I didn't actually know the solution. My partner, Alex, figured this out. And I was like, wow, now mm-hmm. it's like, so that's where it's like, there's other things I hadn't thought about.
So she had equity. So to walk us through that a little bit. So she had equity in those other three properties. So you were able to grab some of that equity at no cost to you or her, really. I mean, she's not coming out of pocket for that. What does that look like? Walk us through that.
So the big thing for her was she was just tired. You know, the house still needed a full rehab and it still needed more money. And she was either going to turn it over to the bank, ruin her credit. She had another property that she was trying to buy in Mexico. And if she turned this over, she wouldn't be able to buy that house in Mexico. So we were able to, and she makes good money, full time, but we were able to come in and say, hey, look, you pay for the finish of this rehab. We will actually oversee it. We'll make sure it gets done. We'll manage the property. We'll lease it up. But we want to have 60% of your entire portfolio, right? And so now she can buy the house in Mexico, her credit's good, and she doesn't have to think about these ever again versus what would that have looked like if we weren't here? You know, who knows, right? So that was the trade-off in value. And then the other thing is we now have somebody that did good business with us. And so, of course, we're going to bring her in on our next couple deals, and we're going to help her get all that back and get 20 properties in this new entity that we created. And that deal was brought to us by a real estate agent, Chris, who works with us, who we already own three duplexes with, that we bought those on owner finance terms. You know, and so just like creative stuff. And this value of creating the space for entrepreneurs to thrive and to grow leads the real value for us is this, right? Like our brokerage splits are 90, 10, 15K cap. So we don't really care about that. We've made 15K cap 15 times over with these 11 properties that we own with Chris. And that's just one guy. That's a rare guy because he's a hustler drumming up deals, hitting the pavement, right? Because that ain't easy to find these things. But it's, you know, I feel like a lot of people would have walked into that deal and just walked out real quickly. You know, we persevered and we found the creativity, and then we got 60% free equity. So the 60 split between me, my partner Alex, and Chris was 20 each, but it was free, you know, and now our balance sheet looks better. We got really good interest rates on those, which you can't get now because we took over the existing debt that she had. Mm-hmm. So just and that's just one of a thousand, you know, creative kind of things that I could talk about.
That's a great way to get paid. I'm going to keep that one in mind. I'm making notes on that. Oh, you don't have any cash? Well, what about equity? Any equity build up by chance? We can accept cash. We can accept equity, credit card, check. You know, putting equity right in there. I love that.
Promissory note where she just paid us over 20 years. Like, who knows?
Right.
Very smart.
Yeah. That's actually, I thought about that for my duplex. I'm like stuck and can't refinance because they're going to screw me on appraisal if I do it. I already tried this once. So I was trying to get creative. Thinking like there's a way. And I, similar to what you just did with that girl, I came to my buddy and said, why don't you just give me 30 grand and I'll just pay you cash flow every month.
Yeah.
And so it's like buying a rental for 30 grand, but it wasn't even, he was basically selling paper.
Yeah.
And that was it. So I was paying for equity, but I could in theory give him, you know, 30,000, I don't know, 20% equity in the place with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you just, the more you're in the game, the more
you're thinking creatively.
The more you're in the game, the more you see and understand things. And, you know, there's a lot of people right now that, and this is the entrepreneur path. We adapt with the market. You know, the market's different now. So what are we doing? And we're flexible. A lot of older people that, you know, didn't want to sell in the last 2, 3, 4 years because they're like, things are just going to keep going up. Why would I sell? Now, you know, they got 10, 20 years left in life, and maybe their property is worth $5 million, but maybe they really just need $2 million and they're good and they don't even care, you know, and I get it. Life's short. It's not just about money, like I was saying. And so there's just always new opportunities, but you just have to talk to people. You know, you got to know how to be creative, and it's really simple. Like, talk to a lot of people and have a good follow-up and be consistent and do good business. It's going to take some time, but if, you know, time's on your side when you're doing things the right way. So you just adapt with the market and figure out new opportunities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you just said something I wanted to touch on as well, Matt, is you said it takes time. And obviously through your story, we can tell that it takes time. I mean, you went to school, you got your real estate license, you started there and you finished up with your master's. You went and worked for multiple different businesses and learned different avenues and routes down the full picture of real estate, appraisal, retail, commercial. You're learning all these little things, and it was more or less, I think, of just gaining knowledge. And for the listeners out there, that's a huge point right there, guys. It's not a quick game. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's not going to come very quickly. And Matt proved that. He took the time. He allowed it to grow itself, and he learned every avenue of the business before he really jumped head first into the big scheme that he has now with a real estate brokerage, with a construction company, with all these different things. He took that time to learn and gain knowledge before he jumped into that head first. I think a lot of guys, especially at me being my age, I'm only 22. I see a lot of guys around my age, a little bit older, that are trying to take it too quick and go too fast. Yeah. And it's a long-term game. You have to let it play out.
Yeah, and I did that too, man. Like I was going fast. I'm slowing down now just recently. And the other thing I would point out is, I don't know about you guys, but if this business hasn't made you basically break down and cry and think, you know, there's no solutions, then I don't think you're doing it right. So like, that's a good thing if you're there.
I'm crying right now.
You know, I mean,
new problems.
I mean, seriously, like it is freaking hardcore. And you got to realize, like, if you're not the type of person with fire in your eyes and a drive, like, it's probably not the business, because this is not anything other than that. Like, you constantly, yeah. It's no matter what level, owning real estate over the long run has proven through everything I've ever seen to be a great thing. And so just build the assets and find out how to keep them. You know, that's where the in and on is really big, you know, because you got to go make commissions to go buy more properties. So I don't know.
Yeah, we have a very similar model here. We are in and on as well, and I preach that. I want agents, JP will speak to this, Biggie will speak to this. Mm-hmm. I want agents to invest in real estate because those pay you every month regardless. Yeah. Your investment properties pay you every month. There's going to be months when you don't have a closing.
Yeah.
And then what? You know, and then if we only talked about listings and buyers, you're not going to have that cushion there, and you're not going to be in and on real estate like you should be. Yeah, we have a very agent-centric model as well. I mean, we're structured very similarly, Matt. So I really admire the way that you treat your folks, and encourage investing in real estate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Maybe we team up, you know. Also, it's like, if you want to be an investor and entrepreneur, like, why aren't you building a little portfolio of 10, 20 doors that you manage? I mean, that's the other moat that gives you stability. But you're also seeing what it's like to own properties, and you're plugged in with owners that are going to buy and sell. And so I don't ever want to just be full commission. That sounds horrible. And also, who knows? Maybe that job is automated by tech and it doesn't exist anymore. But the entrepreneurs are always going to have an option and always going to be needed no matter what happens with tech.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gives me a good idea. I should get my own management, charge them 12%, and then give them to our management here and make a 2% split.
Do anything, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
And do a great job with
it. I'm doing it. Just get it.
Yeah, and then you build a base of investors that you just send deals to. Send every deal you find to all the investors at the same time.
You're going to have to add a little something extra to justify that 2%, though, Biggie.
Sales
split, something. I got it. Free cookies.
Maybe it's just the fact they get to work with you, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. High quality workmanship.
All right, Matthew. Hey, man, that is excellent stuff. We're running up against 30 minutes already, so thank you for your time. First, anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
Just dead serious about what we do, and if someone wants help, I'll also try to figure out how I can help you guys. I'm probably one of the easiest people to ever get a hold of. We're everywhere. I love talking to people. I want to find the people with the fire in their eyes. Find the people that you want to be in your corner, and they're hard to find. But when you do, value that deeply and never let go of it. Business is tough. You know, there's a reason why the Bible says it's harder to get into heaven for a rich man than through the eye of a camel of a needle. You're going to run into these opportunities where it's easy to take the greedy thing. And we've all probably done it, but we learn from our lessons. We get better, you know, have forgiveness for people, and just really hold on to the people that that are there for you and that, you know, you can grow together with. And then it becomes fun, right? Like, I could just probably lock myself in a room and make a couple million dollars a year easily, honestly, just because I know how to hustle in real estate. But there's nothing actually that enjoyable about that. I'd rather do it with people and have victories to celebrate and, you know, cool things going on with people. So if you want help.
Building relationships. Yeah, building relationships.
The other thing is just real quick, check in your phone book and see how many contacts you have. I've got like 8,000. And like, that's a big value to that. And I don't think enough people focus on that. I think some people think they have a lot and they got 1,000, but I store every number, every person I talk to. And then I could just go through my phone book and just start making calls and figure out how to make money.
Absolutely. Excellent stuff. Matthew Tiefke, any final thoughts, Biggie, JP?
Nope. That was good. Good stuff. Just be creative. You know, I like being in and out, you know, and don't think just feel like there is a solution. Even if you can't think of it, just keep it on your mind. Because I found it on my problem.
Yeah.
After thinking there was no way.
No such thing.
And then I figured it out.
This is my, you probably heard this, but no such things as problems, only solutions.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. Yep. And I admire it too, man. I appreciate you coming on today, Matt, because being a fairly new in this game and at my age, I mean, I really appreciate it. And that's the best thing about this podcast, man, is I get to talk with people and folks that have done this stuff and learn from them and get inspired and get motivated. So you did that for me today. So I'm going to go out there and hit the pavement a little harder because of that. So I appreciate that, man.
There's a class I teach. It's called the Mamba Mentality, Kobe Bryant. And we teach all kinds of classes, and it's like, hey, this class is about zoning in for an hour. And if you get very clear on what you want to accomplish and you turn your phone down or whatever, no distractions, you got to have that Mamba mentality and zone in for that hour. Give respect to Kobe and hustle the way he would and see what happens.
You know, just getting that whole vibe off you. You are zoned in, period. Look, because some guests come on here, they're back like, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, here's Matt. He is like, bam, you got Matt Tiefke for a half hour, baby. He is in your face. I love it. And you are locked in, zoned in. It's all about that Mamba mentality. All right, Matt, where can folks follow or contact you, sir?
Cell phone, 512-914-4806. 512-914-4806. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, TiefkeRealEstate.com. Just reach out.
What's your handle on Instagram?
Just Tiefke Real Estate.
Okay, beautiful. Well, you got 3 new followers at the minimum today,
come
baby.
On,
so, hey, it's all about relationships. It only takes one relationship, man. I always say that. So, all right. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Like, subscribe, and share. And as always, folks, remember the rules. Work hard, never give up, and dream huge. Matt Tiefke, everybody. Let's see the guns.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, fellas.
Later, guys. See ya. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.